DJW, KN4, VWA. DJW, KN4, VWA. VWA, mobile.
San 4, is that okay?
Jane, how are you this morning?
Wonderful. And I was wondering if you're still suffering from separation anxiety I heard about yesterday.
Yes, I am. I think maybe I had another year or two good riding, safe riding in there in me, but, you know, the opportunity came along to let it go, and I am getting a little longer in the tooth, so, and I'm not quite as fast as I used to be, you know, quick response time, so it was the right move, but I sure don't like it.
Several years ago, I guess maybe 7 or 8, my brother called me. He's living down in Florida. And he said, he offered me his bike that he had. He said, I got to the end of the driveway, and I just sat there, and I thought, I don't want to do this anymore, not on two wheels. I'm scared. I feel like I'm going to drop it. So he backed it up, put it back in the garage, and then he ended up selling it. I didn't get it from him at the time. I kind of wish I had, but I didn't.
I was never at that point, but, you know, I won't go near 85 with a bike anymore. I mean, that's just taking your life in your own hands. I mean, that's just crazy. And, you know, I used to love to ride out in the country, up in the mountains, all that kind of stuff, and I love it. I still love it. But, every time I see my friends that ride, and the ones that still ride, every time they leave, I said, man, ride like you got a bullseye painted on your butt. And the long and the short of it, it's these other people out there today that scare me the most.
Of course, my brother, he had some other issues, and that was just the beginning of kind of a downhill slide for a while. He's doing a lot better. But, it is the other people out there, but I've also seen some of these young guys on motorcycles. They act like they don't have a care in the world and nothing's ever going to get them. But man, I had a guy yesterday. I was on a four-lane road, and I was next to a concrete truck, and I'm in the tractor, and I didn't even see the guy come up behind us. He was on a little crotch rocket, and he squeezed right between us, and it was on Highway 20, Piedmont Highway down there. He went right between us. Boy, I about jerked the wheel. I didn't know what was going on.
Some CRODs.
The interesting is that kind of thing is legal in California. They do it all the time out there. I hope their lanes are wider.
You know what CROD stands for?
Pulling it over in my head, but I can't come up with it.
Crotch rocket organ donors.
That makes sense. But it's not always the four-wheelers out here, but it is a lot. I mean, I'm glad when I'm driving around, I've got a lot of protection.
Last fall was one of the things that got me thinking real hard about it. I got out there, and I'm out on a nice country road, and I'm doing about 40, 45, and I'm approaching this side street, and this lady looks right straight dead at me and proceeds to pull right out in front of me. And that's happened more times than I can count. I just don't understand it, because I never rode my Harley without a Heritage Softail has the big center headlight and the two side lights right beside the headlights. And I had all three of them on bright. And, you know, I just don't understand it.
It's for some things. Anyway, good to hear you this morning, Steve. I'm in the parking lot. I need to get out. Just wanted to say hello and give you a little comfort there. I know you're going to be struggling today. You have a good one. KN4VWA, N4ZLK.
Well, fortunately, I'm going to fly my airplane. That's some consolation. And, you know, I'll get over it. It's just a change. And, you know, maybe for the better. Who knows? So listen, I'm glad you got a hold of me today. It's been a while since we talked. 73, Shane, K and 4, VWA. I'm still mobile.
KWK and 4 VWA.